not strong enough to resist Quentin Zane. The bastard could make you believe anything he wanted you to believe. She had fallen under his spell once and paid a terrible price. She could not risk getting sucked back into his web. She had a duty to protect the children. She was the only one left who could warn them. The odor of the accelerant fumes was almost overpowering. It was time. She struck one of the matches. When the flame was steady, she stepped outside and tossed the match through the doorway of the cabin. For a few seconds, nothing happened. Unnerved at the thought of failure, she plunged her fingers into the box for a second match. At that instant, the fire exploded, roaring to life. The wild flames illuminated the interior of the cabin and her final painting in a hellish light. She watched the inferno through the doorway, studying the image with a critical eye. She had been forced to paint the picture on the wall because she had not had a large enough canvas. The fire devoured the cabin and the painting. The heat was intense. Instinctively, she moved back several more steps, welcoming the chill of the night air off the cold waters of Puget Sound. She stood, transfixed by her act of destruction. Scenes from the past and the present fused in her mind. She thought she heard children screaming, but she was certain that was a memory, not her present reality. There were no children nearby. She had chosen the cabin because of its remote location. She had been aware that her nighttime habits would disturb neighbors, even here on the island, where eccentricities were not only tolerated but also expected. Abigail had been the only one who understood and accepted her weird ways. So, no, there were no children screaming. But her heart was pounding, and her breath was tight in her chest, just as it had been that dreadful night all those years ago. She watched the fire and waited. She was certain that he would soon appear. Quentin Zane emerged from the dense shadows of the thick woods that surrounded the cabin. It was as if he had walked straight out of one of her paintings, straight out of the past, straight out of her nightmares. She could not let him touch her. He was too strong, too powerful. If he got his hands on her, he would force the truth from her. She might be crazy, like everyone said, but she knew how to keep a secret. "Stay away from me," she warned. She was amazed at the calm fortitude in her voice. "Don't touch me." But Zane broke into a run, moving toward her. His tall figure and broad shoulders were silhouetted against the storm of flames, just as they had been that long ago night when she had watched him stride through the burning compound. He was strong. He could easily outrun her. She would not stand a chance. He was calling to her now, telling her to come to him, promising safety, security, and an end to the visions, just as he had promised all those years ago. But she knew he lied. She made her decision. "You were a fool to come back," she shouted. "The key belongs to the children. Did you really think that they would forget what you did to their families? You're a dead man. You just don't know it yet." She turned and fled into the night. Footsteps pounded behind her. The edge of the cliffs was lit with moonlight and fire. She had walked to that edge many, many times in the years she had been living on the island. So many nights she had stopped there, looked down at the dark, deep water far below, and thought about how easy it would be to take one more step. In the past, she had always turned back, but not tonight. A sense of deep certainty came over her. She realized somewhat vaguely that she was still holding the box of matches. She would not need them anymore. She tossed them aside and kept going until there was nothing but air beneath her feet, until she was flying away from the demon. The last thing she heard was Quentin Zane's scream of frustrated rage. She knew then that she had defeated him, at least for the moment. It was up to others to stop him. She had kept her promise, and she had sent the warning. She could do no more. She knew a split second of peace. The dark sea took her.